Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹平安。
Thank you so much for sharing your testimonies.
谢谢你们和我们一起分享你们的见证。
Indeed, it is wonderful to hear what God has been doing in our midst.
真是很奇妙，我们能够知道神在我们当中所做的奇妙的事情。
All the testimonies we have heard are records of God doing miraculous things.
所有我们听到的见证都是神做的那奇妙的事情的记录。
That Jesus' blood has power.
耶稣的宝血是有能力的。
And this morning I want to give an encouragement from the Gospel of Matthew.
今天早上我想用马太福音的经文来做一次劝勉。
This year's theme is hold fast and stir up.
我们今年追求的主题是持定盼望，彼此相顾，或者说激发爱心。
Because what Jesus does for us is not just save us once in our life and then nothing else happens.
因为基督耶稣所做在我们生命当中的并不是只是生命当中的一天的事情一次，然后之后就跟我们没有关系了。
He changes the whole course of our life.
他改变了我们生命的整个生命的路程。
And so our theme wants to emphasize our life as a Christian.
所以我们今年的主题的重点是我们整个基督徒的一个生命。
As now we wait for our Savior to return.
当我们等待我们的救主再来的时候。
So that we will be with him for eternity.
所以我们能够和他在永远里同在。
And so Matthew chapter 25 tells us how important it is for us to hold fast to Christ.
所以马太福音第25章告诉我们如何能够在基督里面持守真道。
Now, I preached on the first part of Matthew 25 back in January.
我一月份在曾经用25章讲过一次道。
Now, I do want to make some clarifications.
我在这里需要澄清一些问题。
Because the first part of Matthew 25 was a very weighty weighty passage for us.
马太福音25章的前半段是一个相当重要的一段信息。
So I do want to make it clear that yes, I do believe that the Bible teaches the Christian doctrine that is often called the perseverance of the saints.
所以我在这里想澄清的是，圣经确实教导我们有这样的一个真理或者说教义，也就是讲关于圣徒的坚忍或者忍耐的一个教义。
That is, if God has chosen you as His redeemed, He will empower you to endure to the end.
也就是说，如果神拣选你作为他所救赎的，他必定会加给你能力，能够让你忍耐到底。
So, for example, in Philippians 1:6, the Bible says, and I'm sure of this, that He who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ.
比如说在腓立比书一章第六节保罗说，我深信那在你们心里动了善功的必成全这功直到耶稣基督的日子。
But nowhere in the Bible does it teach that a Christian is someone who claims Jesus once and then lives a life devoid of Christ.
但是圣经从来没有说过基督徒是那一个一旦自己声称是相信耶稣之后生命就和基督没有关的那个人。
So the Bible teaches us that those who call themselves Christians and Jesus' disciples must hold fast till the end.
所以圣经确实教导我们，那如果我们是基督徒，我们就必须持守到底。
Mark 13:13 says, "The one who endures to the end will be saved."
马克福音13:13节就说，唯有忍耐到底的必然得救。
A famous pastor named John Stott wrote this.
一位著名的牧师 John Stott 曾经写道，
Endurance is the hallmark of the saved. It is not enough merely to have heard and assented to the message in time past. The message must continue to be present and active in our lives.
他说忍耐是得救者的一个标志、啊、仅仅过去听到过并认同这个道是不够的，这个道必须继续在我们生命中同在，而我们要在生命中活出这个道。
So as we learn how to hold fast to Christ, let us read a scripture for this morning, which is Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 to 30.
所以当我们今天继续在如何学习在基督里持定真道的时候，我们一起来读马太福音第25章14节到30节。
Again, it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusting his property to them.
天国又好比一个人要往外国去，就叫了仆人来，把他的家业交给他们。
To one he gave 5 talents of money, to another 2 talents, and to another 1 talent, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey.
按照个人的才干给他们银子，一个给了5000，一个给了2000，一个给了1000，就往外国去了。
The man who had received the 5 talents went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 more.
那领5000的随即拿去做买卖，另外赚了5000。
So also the one who had 2 talents gained 2 more.
那领2000的也照样另外赚了2000。
But the man who had received the 1 talent went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money.
但那领1000的去掘开地，把主人的银子埋藏了。
After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them.
过了许久，那些仆人的主人来了，和他们算账。
The man who had received the 5 talents brought the other 5. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 5 talents. See, I have gained 5 more.
那领5000银子的又带着那另外的5000来说，主啊，你交给我5000银子，请看我又赚了5000。
His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness.
主人说，好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
The man with the 2 talents also came. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 2 talents. See, I have gained 2 more.
那领2000的也来说，主啊，你交给我2000银子，请看我又赚了2000。
His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness.
主人说，好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
Then the man who had received the 1 talent came. Master, he said, I knew that you are a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown, and gathering where you have not scattered seed.
那领1000的也来说，主啊，我知道你是忍心的人，没有种的地方要收割，没有散的地方要聚敛。
So I was afraid and went out and hid your talent in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you.
我就害怕去把你的1000银子埋藏在地里，请看你的原银子在这里。
His master replied, you wicked and lazy servant, so you knew that I harvest where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed.
主人回答说，你这又饿又懒的仆人，你既知道我没有种的地方要收割，没有散的地方要聚敛。
Well then, you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers, so that when I returned, I would have received it back with interest.
就当把我的银子放给兑换银钱的人，到我来的时候可以连本带利收回。
Take the talent from him and give it to the one who has the 10 talents.
夺过他这1000来给那有10000的。
For everyone who has will be given more, and he will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken from him.
因为凡有的还要加给他，叫他有余，没有的连他所有的也要夺过来。
And throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
把这无用的仆人丢在外面黑暗里，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。
Blessed be the reading of God's holy word.
愿神祝福他自己的话语。
So as we look at this parable that Jesus told and want to find out what it means to hold fast,
所以让我们来看耶稣所讲的这段比喻，来看什么叫做持定真道。
We notice three very important facts.
我们看到三样很重要的事情。
The first is that the servants are stewards.
第一件事情，也就是说，这些仆人是管家。
They are entrusted with money.
他们被交托了一笔钱。
The money that the master gives them is not a gift to them.
这笔钱并不是主人送给他们的。
That they can just take and put in their own bank accounts or in their own pockets.
他们不是就拿着这个钱就可以存在他们自己的银行或者口袋里。
It is a responsibility.
这是一个责任。
The servants are expected to use the money on behalf of the master.
这些仆人应该照着主人的要求来使用这笔钱。
Using that money as if the master himself were using it.
他们使用这笔钱的方式是应该像主人他自己使用这笔钱的方式一样。
And we see that because the master comes back and then immediately requires the servants to give account of the money.
所以当我们看到主人回来的时候，他立即要求这些仆人 和他们算账。
So they are taking care of this money.
所以他们是在管理这笔钱。
But we have to ask, what is a talent?
但是我们会问，那个他连德，就是英文里的 talent 是什么？
A talent in Jesus' day was a unit of currency.
在耶稣的时期，他连德 是一个货币的单位。
It was worth about 60,000 denarii.
大概是等于6000的迪拿流，或者是说6000钱的银子。
And a denarius was about what a worker could earn in one day.
一个底拿流或者说一钱银子是一个工人的一天的工资。
So working 6 days a week, you could make about one talent every 20 years.
如果假设你一周六天工作，你大概要20年才能赚到一个他连德。
So for each talent, that represents about half of your life of work.
所以一他连德或者说一千钱 一千银子，就是大概是你半生的，工作的这个工资。
Now parables are lessons for the hearers.
所以比喻 是讲给那些听的人的。
What does the talent mean for us who are listening to this parable?
所以这些他连德或者一个他连德一千钱对我们这些听的人是什么意思呢？
Now there can be some unfortunate misunderstandings, especially for the English speakers among us.
这个他连德或者 talent 在英文当中可能会引起一些很不幸的误会。
Because the English word talent exists for us.
因为这个英语他连德翻成 talent 是英语里本来已经有的一个词。
And in English, talent means a gift or a skill or an ability.
所以英文里这个 talent 的意思是天赋、技能或者能力的意思。
And so for those who speak English, we can be tempted to interpret the parable of the talents as Jesus giving his servants abilities, giftings,and skills.
所以我们通常会把这个他连德 talent 或者说是一千银子在英语里理解成为耶稣给这些人的天赋技能或者能力。
But we can see in the beginning of the parable this cannot be.
但是我们在看到这个比喻的开始的时候并不是这么一件事情。
Because he gives the servants different amounts.
所以因为他给的每一个仆人都是不一样的数目。
Now on the surface, it may seem unfair.
在表面看来好像这并不公平。
Have you ever known a brother or sister in Christ that it has been given so much more than you?
你是不是认识你当中的弟兄姊妹啊，他所给，他所被赋予的，好像比你多。
Why has God given that person so much more than he seems to have given me?
为什么神给那位弟兄姊妹多过比神给我的？
What Jesus says in the parable, it is according to their ability.
而主在这个比喻里面是说按着个人的才干。
Okay, so God has already given us abilities.
所以神已经给我们每个人各自的才干。
The parable is teaching us that he has given us other things for us to use according to our ability.
所以主在这里是给了我们其他的事情让我们去管理 去管理去发展而是管理这些事情是按照我们自己各自的才干。
He's given us resources such as money and time and energy.
他给了我们的资给了我们资源像时间精力等等。
He's given us opportunities.
他给了我们机会。
He's given us even families.
他甚至给了我们家庭。
Everything that God has given us, Jesus says in the parable, we are entrusted by God.
所以神给了我们每一件每一样的事情耶稣说都是神交托给我们的。
And God is expecting us to use these things on his behalf.
所以神是要求他我们带他去管理他交托给我们的所有的这一切。
So that's the first thing, that we are stewards of what God has given us.
所以第一件事情我们是神交托给我们管理他的给我们的一个管家。
And I know in this materialistic society, it is so easy for us to believe that these things are for us to use for our own enjoyment, for our own pleasure.
所以在一个物质主义的世界里面我们可能会想到这些东西都是归我们自己所使用为了我们自己的享受。
But Jesus says they are not ours, they belong to the Master.
但是耶稣说它并不属于我们这些东西是属于主人的。
And we are supposed to be using it on his behalf.
所以我们应该用这些东西是代我们主人使用。
The second thing is that there are high stakes involved.
所以第二个是这里有很高的一个利害关系。
The importance of holding fast becomes very clear in this passage as we see the outcome of these different servants.
当我们看这三个仆人的结局的时候，这段经文里面所讲到的持定的重要性就很清楚了。
The servants that have received the five and the two talents have made more.
那两个拿到五千钱和两千钱的这两个仆人，他们赚了更多的钱。
And when the master comes back and holds them accountable, you see how he rewards them.
当这个主人回到他们的仆人当中看到他们的时候，就给他们奖赏。
And he says to both of them, each of them, you have been faithful in a little.
他对这两个人说，你们在这个不，对这两人都说，你们在不多的事上有忠心。
Now,That's very amazing when we consider the amount of money they've been given.
这实在是很惊人的一个说法，如果我们考虑主人给了他们多少钱。
You remember that the first servant was given five talents.
请记住第一个仆人他的主人给了他五千个银子钱。
Think about the amount of money you could make in 2.5 lifetimes if you didn't need to eat or spend any of it.
那大概是你两辈子半才能赚到的钱五他连德或者五千钱如果你不吃不喝。
And the master says to that servant, you've done well with a little bit.
然后这个主人说你在不多的事情上做得很好。
That's more than he'll ever see.
这些钱是可能是在他一辈子都赚不到的这么多的钱。
That's just a big amount of money that you'd just be nervous giving to someone.
这一笔钱如果光看数字，你可能如果给出去的话，你自己就会觉得很紧张。
How can the master call that amount of money a little bit?
这个主人怎么可能把这么大一笔钱讲成是不多的事？
It's It's because it's relative to the reward.
因为这个不多的事是跟他所要给出的奖赏所 做出的一个比较。
You think you've been given a lot?
所以你认为你已经给 被给了很多东西吗？
And let's be honest, everyone in this room has been given a lot.
我们不妨坦率一点，我们在这个在我们这里所在座的所有人都曾给了很多，被神给了很多。
But when we hold on to the end, the reward coming to us makes everything that we've ever had seem small.
如果我们持守到底，我们所得到的奖赏啊，这些我们所给的跟他的我们所得到的奖赏所比较起来，真的是太少了。
So everything that we have is considered little compared to the reward that Jesus says is much.
所以我们所有的看上去啊，跟我们所要得到的奖赏所比起来的话，真的是不多的事。
And on top of that, he says, enter into your master's happiness or your master's joy.
所以在这个之后，他又可以说可以来享受你主人的快乐。
Here is surely a reference to the Garden of Eden.
这里一定是关于伊甸园的事情。
In this life, work can be difficult and hard.
在我们今生里面啊，工作可能是很艰难、很困苦的事情。
But in the life to come, it will be like how it was supposed to be in the garden, filled with the joy of the Lord.
当来世再来的时候啊，这就变成在主里面的一个欢喜快乐的事情。
So this is what those two first servants received. They received much and with joy.
所以头两个仆人他们所得到的是更多更多的，而且是在喜乐当中。
But how about the last servant?
那最后一个仆人又怎么样呢？
He comes back with that talent and the master punishes the servant.
他只拿回来原来的一千钱，然后主人就惩罚这个仆人。
In verse 30, it says he punishes him by throwing him out into the outer darkness, in that place where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
三十节，主人把这无用的仆人丢在外面的黑暗里，在那里必要哀哭切齿。
Jesus is not describing a place of purgatory, but of hell itself.
所以他这里讲的黑暗并不是炼狱所谓炼狱里的某个地方，而是地狱本身。
This is exactly what we saw in the previous parable, the parable of the 10 virgins at the beginning of the chapter.
这就也就是我们在前面的一个比喻里面看到的同一件事情，关于十个童女的比喻。
The virgins that were unprepared did not make it to their wedding banquet.
那些没有做好准备的童女最终没有进入这个婚宴。
And even when they knocked at the door, the groom says, I don't know you.
即使他们在敲门的时候，新郎却说我不认识你们。
So who does the person in this parable represent?
所以这个比喻里面的那些人他代表的是什么？
This is someone who considers himself a Christian.
他们代表的是那些自认为是基督徒的那些人。
Jesus himself tells us that there will be many at the final judgment who will claim to know him, but in reality have no relationship with him.
主耶稣自己说，在最后审判的日子，会有很多人自称他认识主，但是他们实际上和主没有关系。
We see this in Matthew chapter 7, verse 21.
在马太福音七章二十一节，我们可以看到。
Jesus says, Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven.
主耶稣说，凡称呼我主啊主啊的人不能都进天国，唯独遵循我天父旨意的人才能进去。
On that day many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do mighty works in your name?
当那日必有许多人对我说，主啊主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？
And then will I declare to them, I never knew you, depart from me, you workers of lawlessness.
我就明明地告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离我去吧。
This verse leads us to the main application of this parable.
这节经文也把我们带进这个比喻的一个主要的应用。
How is one group holding fast to Christ and the other is not?
为什么有一些人就能够持守一直到底，而另外一群人却没有呢？
What divides those that receive rewards and those who receive punishment?
那些最终得到奖赏的人和那些最终受到惩罚的人之间的区分是在哪里？
And the key is how Jesus describes these two groups of servants.
关键的是我们看到主耶稣怎样描述这两类不同的仆人。
What are the differences?
他们之间的区别是什么呢？
Verses 21 and 23, Master calls these two servants good and faithful.
21节和23节主人把他们称作是忠心良善的。良善又忠心的仆人。
In other words, what makes these servants good?
什么才使这些仆人是良善的呢？
The fact that they are faithful.
因为他们是忠心的。
They have been faithful in what the master has given to them.
他们在主人交给他们的事上忠心。
They were faithful in a little, and so will be rewarded with much.
他们在不多的事上能够忠心，所以他们在最终能够在很大的事上得到奖赏。
They were given this money, these resources, and they knew what the master wanted.
他们从主人那里受托管到这些资源，知道主人要他们怎样使用这些资源。
And they used what the master gave them to the best of their abilities.
然后使用这些资源照着他们最好的才能来使用他们。
How about the other servant?
另外这位仆人又怎么样呢？
How does the master describe him?
主人怎样描述他呢？
Verse 26
节。
The master calls him wicked and lazy.
主人说他是又恶又懒的。
And in verse 30, even calls him worthless.
然后三十节还把它称作为无用的。
Now on the surface, it may seem that his main motivation is fear.
所以在表面上我们看到这个仆人主要的动机可能是害怕。
Why didn't he do the same thing as the other servants?
为什么他没有做另外两个仆人所做的事情呢？
He tells the master that he was afraid.
他告诉他的主人因为他害怕。
But yet,
然而
yet what the master says in response reveals his heart.
然而主人对他的回应却揭露了他心里真正的想法。
If he was truly afraid of the master,
如果他是真正的害怕这个主人，
the very least he could do was just give the money to the bankers.
他至少可以把钱存到这个银行里，或者说是这里是兑换银钱的人。
That has the least amount of risk associated with it.
这样做的风险是最少的。
But the master says the servant was lazy.
但是主人说这个仆人是懒惰的。
He was given this money.
主人给他这笔钱。
And it was just too much effort for him to do anything with it.
叫他去做任何用这笔钱去做任何事对他来讲可能是太多的工作了。
And so he buried it.
所以他就把这笔钱埋了。
So his motivation was not fear, but laziness.
所以他的动机并不是害怕而只是懒惰。
Now, faced with the choices of work or disobedience, he chose disobedience.
所以面对两个选择，一个是工作，一个是不顺服，这个仆人选择的是不顺服。
Now it's even possible that the disobedience was even greater.
所以甚至可能这个不顺服是更大的一个。
Because he knew the talent was not his to keep.
因为他所知道的这个一千银子或者是一他连得并不是他所有的。
And any money he made with it wouldn't be his, it would go back to his master.
他知道他用这一千银子所赚来的钱不会归他，而最终也是回到他的主人那里。
And because he knew he wasn't going to get anything from it, he didn't do anything.
正因为他知道他不会从这一千银子里得到任何回报，所以他没有做任何事情。
So his master calls him useless.
所以这个主人就称他是无用的。
Giving it to the servant was the same thing as just putting that money in the drawer and doing nothing.
把这笔钱交给这个仆人和把这笔钱存在抽屉里是一样的效果。
So with this parable, what is Jesus saying to us?
所以在这个比喻里，耶稣要对我们说什么？
That holding fast in this parable means being faithful in using what God has given us.
所以持定盼望在这个比喻里的意思就是在主给我们的事情上要忠心。
Not to use what we have just for our own enjoyment or pleasure.
不要把我们所拥有的只用在享受和快乐上。
Knowing that a life of lazy disobedience will cost us everything.
因为我们知道懒惰不顺服的一个生命生活会让我们失去一切。
That we should not be afraid of working hard for the kingdom.
我们不要害怕为神的国而劳苦。
For the things that God has given us are not our own.
因为神给我们的东西所有的一切都不属于我们自己。
They belong to God.
他们属于神。
And we know that a life of faithful obedience will lead to greater treasures to come.
因为我们知道一个顺服忠心的生活会为我们给我们带来更大的天上的财宝。
So that when we see that reward, we'll look at all that we had and we'll say, that was so little.
所以当我们看到那个最终的奖赏的时候，而我们看到我们所被交托的这些，我们只能说实在是不多的事。
And when Jesus comes back, he will give us much.
所以当主再来的时候，他会给我们更多更多。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the great gifts that you have given us.
我们在天上的父，我们感谢你所赐给我们的一切礼物。
Not just materially,
并不是只是在物质上的。
And socially and emotionally,
不只是社会上的，或者是情绪上的。
But also spiritually as well.
也更重要的是属灵的。
You've given us the greatest gift, which is Jesus Christ.
你把最大的礼物给了我们，也就是耶稣基督。
And you have made us to be new creations.
你也在耶稣基督里面使我们成为新造。
Lord, so of all these blessings, we thank you.
为着所有的这些祝福，我们献上感谢。
And we ask, Lord, that you would help us to be faithful servants.
求你帮助我们，让我们成为你忠心的仆人。
To take all that you have given us and use it for your kingdom.
把你所交托给我们的一切使用在你的国度上。
Not fearing that we lose the little bit that we have.
不要让我们因着我们会失去我们身边的一些东西而害怕。
Not fearing that if we use this stuff for the kingdom, what will we have left for ourselves?
不要害怕，因为我们用这些所有的这些用在天国的里面，我们就会失去什么东西。
But knowing that we will be rewarded with greater things.
因为我们知道我们会得到更大的奖赏。
And greater joy.
更大的喜乐。
So help us to be faithful.
帮助我们能够忠心。
Holding on to Christ with everything that we have.
在耶稣里面在我们所有的里面持守正道。
Until the master returns.
直到这个主人的再来。
And we can hear those wonderful words.
我们能听到这些美妙的话语。
Well done, my good and faithful servant.
忠心良善的仆人，你做得好。
So Lord, that is where we fix our hope.
所以主啊，让我们能够持定我们的盼望。
And that is where we fix our joy.
也能够让我们持定我们所喜乐的。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.